This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
MP on the mic, hour number two, live from Leonard Truck Outfitters. What is up, Richmond? We are here. Everybody's here. If you're anybody, you're here. Grand opening celebration rolling on down here at Leonard Truck Outfitters, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All right, 16,000 Route 1. We're in South Chesterfield. You go past 288. You get off the highway. You hang a left. We're across from the Wawa. Leonard Truck Outfitters. We got a food truck here. We got free lunch. We got door prizes. If you own a truck, you got to get down here. They got everything. They got all the things. I don't have a truck, so I'm not. If I had a truck, I'd be leaving here with a lot of stuff. I don't have a truck. You might have a truck. Get down here. Leonard Truck Outfitters. They got it all. They got sheds. They are loaded up, door prizes, free food, lowest price in town, and 10% discount today only for military. All right, we're going to keep on trucking with one of our favorite guests. It's a Friday. That must mean it's time for Parney Parnell, the host of the Parney Time podcast. You know him, of course, from his work with the Richmond Flying Squirrels. What's up, dude?
What up, MP on the mic? Happy Friday to you. You're grand opening something, huh? I'm looking forward to grand opening something in April of 2026, but you're grand opening something right now.
This is the correct opening act. We're opening a truck accessory store. You're going to be opening a baseball stadium. We all saw the news. The lease has been agreed to. What does it mean? How excited should I be?
Well, dude, I think you can be really excited. This is probably the very last thing, right? Like Lou has agreed, and he had agreed to it a while back, but it seems to be official, and people are reporting on it now. It was kind of a foregone conclusion, but there's no turning back now, right? And they're moving some dirt across the street from the diamond. And we're all systems go. So very excited. Happy for Lou. He's been through a lot. Happy for Ben Rothrock, Anthony Opperman, Ben Terry, the whole front office staff. They've been through a lot. Brendan Porter, obviously, in his role now of overseeing both teams in Richmond and Montgomery. I know the stress that those guys have been under because I was under it extraordinarily so at one point. So hats off to them. There's still 12 games left in the squirrel season. For 2024, unfortunately, things on the field aren't going as well as we would hope, but still off the field, attendance is great, and the staff needs to finish these last 12 games starting next Tuesday really, really strong so that we can once again tout that we led all of AA in attendance and are in the top 10 of all of minor league baseball. So lots happening this week, and looking forward to next week.
Wait, we're giving away 4 tickets to the September 3rd game before this hour is over. That's Patrick Bailey bobblehead night. I mention that because, the results on the field, not what you should hope for. The results in San Francisco, though, Parney, y'all sent Grant McCray to the majors, 12th squirrel to make his Giants debut this year, hit a home run last night. You're giving away a Patrick Bailey bobblehead. The pipeline to the Bay is very much alive and well.
Yeah, for sure. And I was thinking about this. We're well over 100 players now. And this year, of any that I can remember, I've never remembered a year where we've had 12 players debut in the big leagues from Richmond. So or that were in Richmond. Now, Grant was on our opening day roster this year, and he's another testament of success, and it might not parlay into wins and losses at times, but certainly, the guys, Hayden Birdsong's another one who, was with us. I mean, we were playing golf with him not too long ago, right? And now he's in the big leagues doing very well as one of the five starters. So that's one thing that's really fun for us in Richmond, is to look at the Giants roster now and just see it absolutely dotted and crossed with Flying Squirrels people, and they're doing well. The guys are really doing well up there, so we're very happy for them.
Absolutely. Giants in the thick of that wild card race. Parney joins us on Fridays. Parney Time is the podcast. Most recent episode is Ben Verlander, I believe, who, if you've heard Ben Verlander on his podcast, you know he's a great guest. Parney's a great interviewer. It's Parney Time magic. Am I right? Am I up to date on that?
Yeah, and don't forget to tout yourself. The Pub Club is obviously a really big part of our podcast as well, and we're really excited about the Ben Verlander episode. You know, we got the White Sox manager fired based upon that episode. So pretty pleased with our productivity in that one. And you've been along, I think, for all but maybe one of them. This podcast has been really fun to put together. Will Clark was our first episode. Steve Klein, the legendary left-handed reliever and now college baseball coach and former Squirrels coach, was number two. Carl and Sam Ravitch from ESPN, number three. Third base coach of the world champion Texas Rangers, Tony Beasley, was number four. One that I've gotten a lot of comments on, Phil, MP on the mic, is the Lou DiBella episode. Inning number five was Lou DiBella. Got a lot of feedback from that one. It was quite colorful, if you recall. And then of course, inning number six with Ben Verlander. I was thinking about this as I was working out this morning. You're so kind to have us on every week to talk about what's going on with the Squirrels and also Parney Time Podcast. I might start giving your listeners on this particular show a peek behind the curtain, so I'll just go ahead and say it. Inning number seven that'll drop next, we're going racing. We're going NASCAR with Elliott and Hermie Sadler, and that was a very good inning as well. And coming up on Monday, we'll be taping. Are you able to join us as the Pub Club on Monday?
Would not dare miss this one.
It is good. I'm going to go ahead. Can I go ahead and tell your listeners?
I think we should, because I'm fired up. I'm going to spend all weekend thinking about this.
We're going bananas with the owner of the Savannah Bananas, Jesse Cole, who's been a longtime friend, personal friend of me. And our family, and Jesse's just taken the world by storm. I mean, I think they're in Norfolk this weekend. They sold out the Cleveland Guardian Stadium. They sold out Washington Nationals Park not so recently. And I'm really proud of the fact that, to my knowledge, and we'll get this confirmed or denied, to my knowledge, the Montgomery Biscuits were the first minor league stadium that the Savannah Bananas played in about 3 years ago. But just his success story and their success story in their form of baseball entertainment is just remarkable, and I think we'll have a lot of fun. Jesse, as you can imagine, is quite the colorful character. He has no holds barred, and I think he'll be a great guest for Parney Time. And before we know it, we're going to blink. We got all the guests lined up. We'll just stop it at there. But we're going to blink, and our 10-inning premier season will be over just like that. But it's been a lot of fun, and I want to publicly again thank you and Cheats and Joe T and Dennis Bickmeyer. You guys are primarily the Parney's Pub Club so far, and it's been great being with you on Parney Time Podcast.
Ton of fun, and that'll mean it's football season. We'll get you on for Parney Time making some picks every Friday. MP on the mic. We're talking to our guy Parney. Big week for him. News comes out. Flying Squirrels agree to a lease with the city. Stadium's coming. You got 12 more chances to see the Squirrels at home this year. You got one chance today, Parney, to see me at Leonard Truck Outfitters down in South Chesterfield. We'll be down here for the next couple hours. Parney, have you ever owned a truck?
You mean like a pickup truck?
Yeah, not like an 18-wheeler. Pickup truck, yeah.
No, I mean, well, you know, I have my Tahoe that I drive. Is that a, that's an SUV, I guess. I grew up in a pickup truck. My dad had a F-150. I grew up in rural North Carolina. If you weren't driving around in a farm truck, you weren't anything. So yeah, I'm familiar with truck accessories, and I'm sure that they have a lot of them down there where you're given the grand opening. So I'm sure there's a lot of things that that I'm familiar with from my childhood down there.
I know you were at NASCAR last week. NASCAR had the truck race before the big race, and then the big race dude just was like, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna put everybody else in the wall. You got a good one out there.
Well, my beautiful wife, who just left our house to go do cryotherapy, I'll leave it. I don't even know what that is, but she's going to go do that.
Are they freezing her like Ted Williams?
I hope not. I hope not like Ted Williams, at least. But her favorite driver was Austin Dillon. We met Austin Dillon, and of course, I used to work with Dale Earnhardt Sr. back in the day, and so the iconic number three. We got home. We left the race a little bit early. And great job by Lori and everybody over at Richmond Raceway. We had a great time, and thank you to Billy Gordon from RMC Events for the golf cart ride from the parking lot. But so we missed the last lap, and I had just gone upstairs, and Tanya came and she said, "Did you see that?" And she's now declared that she can't cheer for Austin Dillon anymore because, and I quote MP on the mic, he was really mean, end quote.
I think that's the best take we've had all week on the audio. I've devoted 8 hours of radio to Austin Dillon this week. Party comes in. Tanya from the top rope there. He was mean.
And I told her, I don't know if he was really mean. He just saw that playoff chance, and he's at, what, 30th or so? And that's his only chance. But obviously, you know, NASCAR came down. I've been really interested in hearing what Dale Jr. said. I saw Mark Martin was on the Dirty Mo Network, which, by the way, if you're a race fan and you don't follow the Dirty Mo media stuff, it's the best stuff out there. Dale Jr. just does an amazing job and his whole crew. But, you know, nobody said I agree with him, right? Like, nobody said I agree with him. So NASCAR was either going to come down on that team in some way, or they were going to have a lot of bent metal on their hands here coming up the last 3 weeks of the regular season.
Oh, no doubt. Denny Hamlin had the best post-race interview. Hazel, you want to fire this up for Parney?
Where's the line, Bob?
Where's the line, Bob? That's it.
Chesterfield's own. You're right there in his hometown right now.
I am in Denny Hamlin's home county right here at Leonard Truck Outfitters. Grand opening 10 to 2 today. Free food truck. Tons of fun. Parney joins us on Fridays. Parney, 12 more chances to see the squirrels. When you bounce off the line here in a second, we're going to give away tickets to Tuesday, September 3rd. Patrick Bailey bobblehead night. Yeah, y'all keep the hits coming.
Yeah, I mean, every week I feel like I'm on the show and I just say what a great job Caroline Phipps and the promotional staff do under the tutelage of Anthony Opperman. Just an amazing job that they do. And Sam McCloskey, the whole group, you know, on the marketing side just does an amazing job. A lot of teams across America watch closely what the Richmond Flying Squirrels do, and that's no accident. Patrick Bailey, of course, started last season as the starting everyday catcher for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Went on, jetted through the system, and had a great last half of the year. And I would say right now, MP, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, if you say who's a star on the roster of the San Francisco Giants, Patrick Bailey and Logan Webb are the two that come to mind, both former Squirrels, starting pitcher Logan Webb, and Elliot Ramos also,
yeah,
who played center field for the Squirrels last year. So those three guys, I think, are the stars of the San Francisco Giants. All played at the Richmond Flying Squirrels at the Diamond within the last, 15, 16 months. So just an amazing job done by Kyle Haynes. I get kind of frustrated, you know, when people come down on the farm system of the Giants and say, why isn't San Francisco better? And, you know, why are they two games under 500? It ain't Kyle Haynes' fault, brother. I'm telling you that right now. But look at the roster. Kyle Haynes is doing a hell of a job. Getting guys through the system and up to San Francisco to try to help the Giants make the playoffs. So it's really a pleasure for us to do what we do with the Giants on a daily basis. And, you know, Ben Rothrock as the COO now, gets to work with the Giants every day. I know I always enjoy working with the Giants. So Patrick Bailey bobblehead, even though he went to NC State and I'm a Tar Heel, I always liked Patrick Bailey. He was a good guy to me.
I love it. Parney, 12 more chances to see the Squirrels Parney Time podcast where you get your podcast. Thank you, good sir.
All right, my friend, have a great day, and we look forward to seeing everybody at the Diamond starting next Tuesday. Please follow us, like us, everything else, Party Time Podcast. Look forward to the Sadler Brothers on our next inning of the Party Time Broadcast. Cheeks, I'll see you later, buddy.
Ah, looking forward to it. We will, let's give away some tickets before we bounce.
By the way, I just called you Cheats.
I took that as a great compliment. Cheats is my man, so you can call me Cheats anytime. I will say we look different. We look a little different. All right, there he goes. Parney, looking forward to seeing him at the Diamond next week. You can be at the Diamond on Tuesday, September 3rd. You just need to be on the phone lines right now. Here's the number, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We got a four-pack of tickets to see the Richmond Flying Squirrels against the Akron Rubber Ducks Tuesday, September 3rd. Our show rolls on live from Leonard Truck Outfitters in South Chesterfield. Grand opening. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
It's all coming back.
Oh, you feel the horsepower in that one. Friday morning, MP on the mic. What's up, Richmond? 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Thank you, everybody who's called in all week long. Flying Squirrels tickets. We gave away, I believe, 20 tickets to the Richmond Flying Squirrels this week. We are, of course, your home of Flying Squirrels baseball. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, including game tonight in Harrisburg. So tune in tonight after AWOD Radio. He's noon to 3. We're in South Chesterfield. We'll send it to AWOD Radio at noon. He's in Scott's Edition. That's a perfect place for AWOD. He's a young guy. He's at River City Roll on Friday. He rolls. We're rolling truck style out here at the grand opening of Leonard Truck Outfitters. We're in South Chesterfield, so we're on 95 South. You get off on Woods Edge Road right after 288. Turn left. They got the little, you know, the wavy guy with the, you know, it bobs up and down and the air goes into it and, you know, it looks like it's a person that's bobbing up and down. I don't know what the term for that guy is. I just know there's a guy out there, says Leonard, and that's what happens here at a grand opening of Leonard Truck Outfitters. They pull out all the stops, including free lunch, free food truck out here, 10% discount for military, and of course, the lowest prices are always guaranteed. If you have a pickup truck, if you need a shed, this is the place to be. Leonard Truck Outfitters, grand opening. They're going to cut the ribbon at 1 o'clock. MP on the mic, love having Parney on, love talking Squirrel State. We didn't go deep into it. I was fascinated this week by the news that the lease had been signed, which is great news, of course, that the Squirrels and the city have an agreement, 30-year agreement for the new stadium. There's a lot of things within that, though. I'm old enough to remember back 5 years ago we were talking about the new stadium, and somebody who was part of the negotiations told me, you know, that they thought the Squirrels might have to pay $1 million a year to lease the new stadium, and they said that. I was like, I don't know about that. Like, there aren't minor league baseball teams doing that right now, and I just kind of filed that away, right? You know, as a cost of doing business in Richmond, $1 million a year feels like they could handle it. But at the same time, then COVID happened. Then everything got expensive. Then we had all the shenanigans about who's going to build this thing and who's going to finance this thing. The EDA is going to charge the Squirrels an average of $2 million a year in rent, including $3.2 million in each of the first 10 years before that goes down to help repay the bonds. So that's a jaw dropper. I've been told, and I haven't verified this, but I've been told that will be the most expensive lease in minor league baseball. Now, it's a little bit like NFL contracts, right? the most expensive lease in minor league baseball is the next one, right? Somebody else will get a stadium deal and somebody else will get a stadium deal. And one of the smart things MLB has done is they've restricted the number of minor league teams. They've cut 40 or 50 of them. And so there was the very real threat these guys would leave Richmond if they didn't take care of business. But the lease got signed this week. Squirrels are in. Squirrels will be designing the stadium, which I think is the absolute right outcome for everybody involved, which is very important because they know fun. They know what a baseball stadium should be. They know what an entertainment venue should be. And I don't trust the city in that space. I don't trust the city to know how to build a baseball stadium. But I trust Parney and his crew and the Flying Squirrels. So very exciting news. Of course, we'll keep them here on 910 The Fan 105.1 FM, including tonight, Squirrels at Harrisburg. But it's, you know, one of the things when the city approved the lease, one of the feedbacks was the stadium wasn't cool enough, wasn't iconic enough. Those are things you get to ask for when you plan in advance. Those are things you get to do when it's more than just, oh, crap, the deadline's tomorrow. I got to do my homework. Somebody look up the Cliff Notes on how to build a baseball stadium. You can't – city council saying make it cooler is the most ridiculous request at that hour because we're not at the 12th hour anymore. We're past.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
We're done. If they hadn't gotten their act together, if they hadn't figured it out, there wasn't going to be a baseball team in Richmond, and that wasn't idle chat and idle threats either, because MLB is intent on reeling this back in, this system of minor league teams everywhere. Those days are past. They're controlling the supply, and we've got one, and we've got one for a while. Fun to hear Parney's enthusiasm for that. Excited to see it come together. It's a sprint now. They want to open this thing up 2026, April 26th. That's, you could run the numbers, you can do the math. It's a year and a half away. They're going to have to get to moving some dirt, building some stuff quickly, and then we'll watch the neighborhood come up around it in Scott's addition. Be good for everybody, good for the city, good for the squirrels, good for baseball fans. I will not miss one bit climbing the stairs at the Diamond when you arrive, and you know, the limited food options because of how they're limited. They've done the most with what they've got. But it's time for what's new and what's next. What's new and what's next down here in South Chesterfield is the grand opening of Leonard Truck Outfitters. We're out here live. They're going to cut the ribbon at 1 o'clock. Grand opening festivities until 2. There's a free food truck in the parking lot. There's all sorts of tents. We've got a 910 The Fan truck. By popular demand, koozies are here. Swing by. We're off of Woods Edge Road off of 95 in South Chesterfield. Get yourself a 910 The Fan koozie. Keep your drink ice cold this weekend while thinking about how much you enjoy Squirrels Baseball, AWOD Radio, MP on the Mic, Grant and Danny, all the fun things we bring you all day long. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Yeah.
This is MP on the Mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Friday morning, what's up, Richmond? We're live from the Leonard Truck Outfitters Grand Opening, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But get out here all weekend long, of course, if you've got a truck. This is the place to be. Sheds, all those things. And I'm happy to bring on the man responsible for all this. Kenny, store manager down here at Leonard Truck Outfitters. You just told me you've been doing this 43 years?
43 years.
All right. So tell people what they'll see when they come down here.
We have a lot to offer. We've been doing truck accessories for years and years. Camper shells, toolboxes, bed liners, you name it. Sheds, all shapes and sizes, metal, wood, vinyl. And we get into the trailers as well with a bigger selection. Equipment haulers, toy haulers, you name it.
It's a toy store.
Yes.
People come in and their eyes light up. And
yeah, correct.
You spend a little bit of time in here.
You can browse
and have some fun. I love it. Now, can you tell you, big sports guy.
Yes.
So you're in the right place here.
Correct.
But a big Cowboys fan.
I don't know booze out there. Yes. I've been a hard Cowboys fan for years.
Well, the audience splits on this because we are the home of the Commanders. We talk a lot of Commanders. But I talked to just as many Cowboys fans. You know they're all around here.
Yes, they are.
What's going on over there? Tell me out here. Wait.
Fingers and toes are crossed. It's going to be a sketchy year at best, so we'll see.
And a Phillies fan.
Die hard, yep.
I'm a Bryce Harper guy.
Gotcha.
Dating back to his D.C. time, of course, with the Mets. And they're rolling.
A little bit of a slump right now. We're coming out of it. We're playing the Nationals, so that fixes everything.
A couple of games against the Nats, that'll take care of business. It's holding off the Braves,
yes,
which is what matters.
Yep.
We can all agree on that.
Correct.
So that'll bring us all to the table.
Yes, sir.
I love it. So had you been at other Leonard stores before
this? I've worked a lot of the stores in the company, from Raleigh to Manassas, Fredericksburg, down to Hampton Roads, and back here. We just opened the store a little over 2 weeks ago.
Excellent.
And so far, so good. Sheds are selling like crazy. Great deals, great products. So,
I love it. This is a great place to be, obviously. We'll remind everybody, we're in South Chesterfield. We're off of 95. It's 16,001 Route 1. You get off of Woods Edge Road on 95. You got the tents out here. You got the waving guy. It's hard to miss. You guys throw a party.
We did. Great party today. Great turnout. And a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Good deal. So what do you do we have all the excitement. We have the grand opening. We got sales. We got discounts.
The big plus on the sheds, we deliver free 50 miles out.
Excellent.
So it covers most of the listeners out there.
Yep.
Trailers, 20% off today, which is huge, especially on the bigger trailers. And we got a huge inventory of trailers, so come on down and get one.
I love it. All right. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're live worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We're at Leonard Truck Outfitters. Grand opening. We're going to cut the ribbon at 1 o'clock. You've been a part of these before. Ton of excitement here.
Yes.
You got your crew.
Yep.
The Leonard crew here, I guess
we
call
it. Probably more crew than we need, but we got it covered.
No. never too much crew. We've got an App State fan over here. So you going to talk some App State football?
I am not.
No.
I'm back with you on the JMU side.
We're not going to talk that. we love Sun Belt football though. That's good stuff. App State, JMU, Old Dominion.
Yes.
Obviously we've got a lot of ACC around here with the home of the Hokies, but that's just as good. App State's got Clemson in week 2, And I've heard that they're going to take care of business here. That's the prediction. That's the scoop from Leonard Strikeout Fitters.
I'm not buying in on that one, but he's on his own. So
here's what App State scheduled Liberty. Mm-hmm. Liberty went 13-0 last year, didn't play anybody. They end up in the Fiesta Bowl. They lose by a billion to Oregon. That'll be a fun one because they'll get an actual test this year.
Got a nephew attending Longwood, so.
There you go, exactly.
Hopes for him.
Looking forward to that. So Cowboys, Phillies.
Yeah.
We got a sporadic range here.
76ers.
Okay.
All over the place. A little bit.
Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Semi-Olympic hero.
Yeah,
he was there.
He's 14 points. So yeah, we'll take it.
One of the bench players, I forget who, posted his gold medal. He said it's like when you work on the group project and you didn't do anything.
Exactly.
But you still got an A. Still get to come home with the gold medal. Hockey at all?
Old Flyers fan, but hadn't followed in a while.
Broad Street Bullies there. That was
a
brand.
Yeah, Bobby Clark in that crowd, yeah.
I love it. Awesome. We're with Kenny, 43 years here in the trucking business, Leonard Truck Outfitters. This is, it's a big toy store.
Yes.
This is what I've been telling people. If you have a truck, if you need a shed, so many great options out here. They've put them together.
We've got trucks. We work on trucks, so we know what we're doing.
It's so good. Anything else you want to tell our listeners
about?
That is
it. Come on down. Here today till 6, tomorrow 9-3.
9-3 tomorrow, 6 today. We're doing the show live. Up until noon, grand opening festivities until 2. We're off at 95 on Woods Edge Road in South Chesterfield. Look for the pomp and the circumstance. You can't miss it. Leonard Truck Outfitters. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Big thanks to Hazel holding it down in the studio today, keeping us trucking as we are out here trucking at the Leonard Truck Outfitters grand opening in Chesterfield. We're on 95. We're off of Woods Edge Road. Come on out here. Free food truck, grand opening sales, all the good things. And look, it was a perfect week for this because Hazel had all the sound effects ready from, we were talking a lot of NASCAR early this week and into Wednesday because NASCAR can't make up their mind about anything without 5 days notice, apparently. And then we finished the week at Leonard Truck Outfitters. They got the hitches. They got the bed covers. They got the tailgates. They got all the things. If you've got a pickup truck, this is the place to be. Grand opening sales today. They're open tomorrow as well. Big weekend out here. And big weekend for us at the Fan. We've got Flying Squirrels Baseball tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon, 96-1, we'll have Commanders preseason football. They're down in Miami on Saturday night. Won't have the usual accompaniments with that, the pregame to postgame, all the things. We'll have that soon enough, though. We'll be in Tampa soon enough. Opener there, Commanders and the Bucks. I won't be in Tampa. People luckier than me will be in Tampa bringing you all the action of this Commanders season. So tons of fun, and of course, Hokie football right around the corner as well. We're also 8 days away from AWOD's Football Festival, which I'm looking forward to. I'll be out there. Grant and Danny making their way down 95 from D.C. I'll come bring them by Leonard Truck Outfitters, show them the best of Richmond here while they're here. Those are both good dudes. They'll be out at River City Roll. Looking forward to a great time with them. And Dave Riggert's coming in from Harrisonburg, the voice of the JMU Dukes. We'll get you ready for the upcoming football season. So AWOD's Football Fest, River City Roll. That is next Saturday, 3 to 7 p.m. Show live from 5 to 7 p.m. 1 week away from the Hokies opener down there in Nashville. Do the two-step down to Nashville. The Hokies against Vanderbilt. And, man, I am fired up for this Hokie season. You guys know that. Four revenge game tours here out of the gate. Can they beat Marshall? Can they beat Rutgers? And then Old Dominion, the rematch of the getting stuck on the elevator game from 2 years ago that they lost down in Norfolk. So tons of fun coming up on the Fan. Looking forward to all that. Little news and notes from around the NFL here on this Friday afternoon. Russell Wilson, speaking of Richmond, Russell Wilson will make his debut in the Steelers preseason game tomorrow against the Buffalo Bills. You remember he was called out by Coach Mike Tomlin, William & Mary. All roads lead back to Richmond and the Richmond area. He was called out by Mike Tomlin for not playing in the first preseason game and very much starting job on the line there with Justin Fields. So you've got drama in Pittsburgh, certainly drama in Buffalo as they are without Stephon Diggs and they're looking to rebound after a brutal playoff loss to the Chiefs last year.
Can you hear me?
And then, of course, we've got everything else going on with the Cowboys, the Eagles, NFC East, always drama-filled in terms of the personnel moves, the non-personnel moves. CeeDee Lamb still not signed as of right now. All your contenders have big question marks right now in the NFC. The Cowboys with CeeDee Lamb, the Niners. I told you not to worry about Trent Williams, and when it was time to report it, he'll report. No movement there yet. I do wonder if the Brandon Ayuk situation isn't complicating that a little bit. It's hard to toss Trent Williams more money and then say, oh, you know, toss Trent Williams some more money. Brandon Ayuk needs some more money, right? It empowers his holdout. I think that's a delicate situation because you want to make Ayuk play. That's your goal there, right? Just get him to report, get him on the field. But I think you're okay throwing Trent a little something-something, keeping him happy, because you need a left tackle to win a Super Bowl, as he demonstrated last year in the playoffs, a big part of that comeback against Detroit that got them there. And that's a team that's going to measure success in late January, in early February. We gave away 20 Flying Squirrels tickets this week. Appreciate you guys hanging out for that. We talked a lot of NASCAR. Put a bow on the Austin Dillon thing. Parney put a bow on the Austin Dillon thing better than I possibly could have. He was being mean. That per Tanya Parnell, Parney's wife. That's the final word right there. NASCAR's going racing this weekend. They'll find Austin Dillon in a wall somewhere. We'll recap it for you on the Monday show. We'll also recap the Commanders preseason game as we do each week, of course. But unusual to have NASCAR talk on the show, and tons of fun that it happened at Richmond Raceway. Certainly fired up about that and the opportunity to pump up the local track and pump up the things that happen here, which is super cool. So lots of good stuff happening. It feels like this week, I've said this before, so Hazel could swap me down here. It feels like we're turning the corner to football, to good things happening, to filling this show up wire to wire every day with good stuff. And certainly easy to fill up a show when you're on location, when you got the juice we got out here at Leonard Truck Outfitters in Chesterfield. It's 16,001 Route 1 down in South Chesterfield. 10% military discount today. We got the food truck out here. We'll wrap this thing up in 7 minutes, send you off to AWOD Radio. Once we do, you better believe you find me out at the food truck. You come out here. We also have, for the first time, 910 The Fan koozies by popular demand. Hazel was losing it earlier in the studio because I 3 weeks ago-ish, probably more than that, probably like 6 weeks ago, I went on a little bit of a rant about how many koozies I have and how I have too many koozies. The number of koozies I need in life is one. That's the correct number of koozies I need. It couldn't have been 2 days later that we got the email. We got 910 The Fan koozies, and that's been a running joke ever since. I'm pro koozie. I'm pro 910 The Fan koozie. To set the record straight, I will not be painted by my opponents as anti-koozie. Won't allow it to happen. All right, crosstalk time. We're going cross-county crosstalk. We're down here in Chesterfield at the Leonard Truck Outfitters grand opening. We're going to slide it up to Scott's Edition. That's where the cool kids are. That's where AWOD Radio is live. Noon to 3 today, the Friday program from River City Roll. Adam, what's up, dude?
What's going on, Michael? Yeah, I'm here at River City Roll. We've got an exciting weekend, and just met with the management team here, getting all the last-minute preparation set for next Saturday, River City Roll, AWOD's Football Festival, and it's going to be popping, Michael.
How's the pizza?
The pizza's banging. The wings are good. I think everybody also sleeps on truffle fries. It just takes regular fries to the next level. I don't know why this wasn't invented in the 90s when I was growing up, but I am in love with truffle fries now, Mike.
Nobody sleeps on truffle fries. Everybody knows truffle fries are amazing. They are a gourmet thing. I remember, what was it? Aioli. Like, aioli was a new thing like 10 years ago. Like, ooh, what's aioli? Like, it's mayonnaise. Oh, sweet. I like mayonnaise. Like, truffle fries, aioli. Y'all are just finding new ways to brand things that we've known are good for a while.
I will not let you convince me that aioli is the same as mayo. Mayo is disgusting. I hate mayonnaise, but some garlic aioli, I love that stuff. It's not the same, Michael.
Wow. A little aioli crosstalk. That calls for the sounder. Let's do this thing.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okie dokie, let's get this show on the road!
Little aioli chat with my guy AWOD out there, River City Roll. What you got on today's show, Adam?
Well, of course we're going to be talking about the preseason game last night. I thought Jacoby Brissett looked great until he looked terrible and threw that interception. I mean, my goodness, that guy went from 100 to 0 real quick. It was fun to watch the preseason game last night. Of course, we'll be looking forward to the Commanders preseason game Saturday night with AWOD 10 things to watch for preseason week two.
You know, when we were talking about who the Commanders should draft, a lot of the discussion was, oh, Drake May, he's going to need a year. He's going to need to develop. I will commend the Patriots for playing this well, bringing in Jacoby Brissett, bringing in a veteran guy that can do the year. It looks like they're going to give him the time he needs to learn the NFL game.
Yeah, but I don't know how long that is. I'm going to get into that on my show. I kind of predict he takes over before week six. You know, I just think they're going to give him an opportunity here because Jacoby's the veteran, but Jacoby is prone to making mistakes. And look, they want to have a guy pop. Here's the thing. It's last year, the Texans know that C.J. Stroud popped, right? That's one, that hit, right? The Titans believed in Will Levis. That's two quarterbacks that were successful out of all the quarterbacks who were drafted in the first round. I think you could argue this year, three successful quarterbacks were drafted in Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and maybe even Drake May as well. I'm looking forward to watching the rookie quarterbacks this season.
You know, I like calibrating myself against the Patriots because you know my take, which is I love our quarterback, right? I think he's going to be awesome. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be very good. I don't trust the roster around him. So it is nice to look to Boston, to look to New England, and to say, oh, yeah, there's people that got it worse than they've got it with the Commanders.
Yeah, no, I mean, boy, New England's defense looked good last night. I get it, it's just preseason. It's preseason week two. Does it really matter? But, you know, they got after the quarterback pretty quick there. And also, you would argue Kenny Pickett's terrible. He held on to the football for way too long. But I got some juice watching that NFL game. I am so fired up for the Commanders out tomorrow night.
Oh, it's going to be a ton of fun. We'll be watching. Jaden Daniels, how much do you want to see? What do you want to see?
Well, I mean, the term I used last week was clean, and I'm going to double down on that. I want him to stay clean for a longer amount of time, right? 2 of 3, one drive down the field, gets in the end zone, clean, perfect. That was an A. Well, can he do that in 3 drives, in 4 drives, in a quarter, maybe even a quarter and a half? I just want him to stay clean, avoid the hits, avoid the sack, avoid the penalties, the mistakes. So as long as he plays clean, I don't really care how much he plays. I'll leave that up to the coaching staff. Obviously, being a diehard fan of the team, I'd like to see him play the entire half, right? Give me something to watch for. I'm not really interested in Trace McSorley or Jeff Driscoll, but Jaden's given me some life here, some hope that Washington has turned things around. And so if he can keep it clean once again, I don't really care how long he plays, as long as he avoids the big mistakes.
You heard it, 10 things to watch. AWOD Radio is live, noon to 3. Grant and Danny drive you home. Flying Squirrels baseball tonight. Thank you to the good people at Leonard Truck Outfitters. Get down here today for their grand opening. Ton of fun. Looking forward to AWOD Radio preseason game this weekend. Lots going on in the world of sports. If you missed any of it, grab the podcast. It's free. Just type MP on the mic where you get your podcast or download the free Odyssey app. We're back Monday. Thanks for listening. This is 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.